Good morning, and the shalom of Jesus be upon us. This morning, we continue to understand the scripture from the book of John. That is chapter 17 and verses 20 to 26. And we are looking at making an intercessory for the future generations, making an intercessory for the future believers. If you look at the prayer of the people, you discover that there are a number of different forms of prayer. One of the prayer, as we said, is the prayer that's called breath prayer. The one you just make a statement, maybe a statement that is not audible, and when you are in trouble or you're overwhelmed, can say, Lord Jesus. That's a prayer by itself. All have mercy on me. All Lord, create a way. You can just breath. You can produce a breath. It's a prayer. Remember, a prayer is not just what you say. You have to consider where that prayer is coming from. And the Bible says that even before a word comes out of our mouth, our God has understood it. He knows about it. Even before it comes out of our mouth. Even before we utter any word, there's a scripture that says that God was telling Israel, God has already answered. So coming to pray or to audibly speak it out is what you believe in. And the Bible says that is the heart that believes and the mouth confesses and the salvation is made. So that completion is made. But even without speaking out, our hearts are able to do that. Remember also God prays for us. The Holy Spirit prays on our behalf. But I want to dwell briefly on the prayer, intercessory prayer, where you intervene. You pray on behalf of. You can pray on behalf of the people who are going through difficult time at that particular time. For example, when God visited Abraham together with other two friends, and Abraham sacrificed for them, and they came and announced that Sarah would have a child in the next year. That particular visit, God also came to tell Abraham that he was to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And you remember when the angels went out, Abraham was left standing between God and Sodom and Gomorrah. And he was able to plead on their behalf. But he was pleading on issues that were going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. They were already past things. There were many things. And he was saying, God, would you destroy them if there are 50 righteous people? God says, I will not do that. God, would you still destroy them? If there are 45, no, I will not destroy. God, let me ask you another time. Would you destroy if there are only 30 people? And they go on and on and on like that. He was interceding for what was going on. But here, we discovered that Jesus interceded, that is the book of John, interceded for the 11 apostles, because one already was out preparing to come and betray him. He actually had gone, he was setting him out, was transacting Jesus and faith. But he prayed for them, and he prayed that they may see the glory of God. He prayed that they may have love one another. But from verses 20 to 26, he went ahead to pray for those who would believe later on. Not those who are believing then. He prayed for future believers, who are us. And this is what he prayed for. He prayed for unity. He prayed that they may be united. And he prayed that they may work together so that the world would know that God sent Jesus. He also prayed that they may see the glory of Jesus Christ. Now, the question I wanted to ask is that, how is it that you can pray for those people who have not yet been born? Can you be able to pray for your future children? Can you be able to pray for the future generations? Can you pray for those who would believe? I think it is very critical, as you see Jesus praying for those who would believe from the testimony of the 11. And he prayed to them. And that's what that unity, and he prayed for that unity. In other words, this is a prayer of faith. Intercessory, standing in, is you are able to see what happens. We have always said that the people who are coming to Jesus, especially in the book of John, the image given is that they are travelers. You know, the image given is that they are moving in foreign nations. They are moving in foreign cultures. They are moving in areas where they have never been, and they are foreign. And the chances for them to become like others is very major. And so I want us to do it by faith. Let's pray for our children. Let's pray for our children's children. Don't the Bible says that a righteous man invests for his children and for his children's children? So what do you invest? Do you only invest in money? Do you only invest in things and building? How can we also be able to invest spiritually? How can you be able to make some, you know, prayer? Do you know there are people today, we are actually investing, or we are harvesting the righteousness of our Father? Don't the Bible says that God is going to bless 1,000 generations of those who love God? What does that mean to, you know, to be blessed out of that, you know, out of a father? How many times did God would tell, you know, Solomon, I am not going to, you know, to punish you because of my friend, because of your father, David? How many times that God would always say, because of my covenant with Abraham, I am not going to do that? How many times did God tell even Isaac that I am going to do it on account of your father, my friend, Abraham? That means there's something that Abraham did to invest for the nations. God called Abraham a father of nations. And so Abraham was, you know, started investing, because prayer is an investment even for the things that have not yet come, for the people who have not yet been gotten. Knowing that God is going to really be able to bring them to faith. And so investing in the future generations is a key thing to do, and I would want you to invest in this. Pray for your children, pray for the children's children, pray for the generations to come. Pray and declare that here in this generation, I declare that there will be a generation of God. There will be a people who know God. There will be a people who will honor Jesus all the days of our lives. And there is nothing they'll do against the will of God. And you declare and you say, that's I have declared, and that it shall come to pass. Thank you, Father, that Jesus Christ has taught us and given us an example, that he prayed for the 11, those are present, but he went ahead to pray for those who would believe from the testimony of 11, meaning that Jesus was praying for us. That Jesus' prayer, he prayed for me today. Help me to learn from Jesus and cause me to keep on praying to keep on interceding, standing in because of those that are there and those who have not yet come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.